got that nerd rage. Nerd rage. I got that nerd rage. Nerd rage.
From comics and games to movies and TV, this is the Nerd Show on 1310 KFKA. Now, here are the nerds.
Good morning, everybody. This is the Nerd Show presented by Right Coast Pizza in downtown Greeley and the Nerd Store in downtown Greeley as well. And it's a special edition. Normally, we're not even up this early.
No,
Farley.
We're not.
Yeah.
I should be
I know
asleep.
Michael's not, right?
You're he's never definitely up this not. Early.
I'm not yeah, even I'm never sure if he's awake. Early.
So it's a
it's kind of a zombie right now.
Special edition. You've heard throughout the day today, of course, Mornings with Gail started everything off. You heard John Clark, who joined KFK Live at 10 o'clock or 9 o'clock today. And then Nick Kenny, Nick Snacks was great today, too. So that was a lot of fun. And we're working together here to raise money for Red Cross throughout Northern Colorado. Really talking about house fires and getting prepared, but also when disaster does strike, unfortunately, we're talking about, you know, the Cameron Peak fire and everything going on there. I know people personally that have been evacuated already. So Red Cross certainly steps in and helps there. So, yeah, we're talking about preparedness, but we're also talking about action when it's needed most.
When disaster strikes.
Yes, absolutely. So, I mean, it's crazy. 300 people. I mean, it doesn't seem like a lot necessarily, but in a county.
Yeah.
300 people in Weld County were affected by home fires in 2019. This isn't spread out. This is in a year. So we're raising money today, and we're trying to just bring in $100 during the show. I think that's a reasonable goal.
Reasonable. We got some very generous nerdians out there that can
we
help
do.
Us out.
Yeah. So we have the link up. I know we shared it, but it's also at 1310kfk.com. There's a banner ad there. You click that, it takes you right to it. So we're trying to PDC Energy is doing a match of $5,000.
Which is awesome.
So every dollar we donate gets matched up to $5,000. So we could use your help here today and
to meet that match.
Yeah, we want to try to get up to over that $1,000 mark very, very soon here. So we're going to have some fun with that today. We'll talk a little bit about it throughout the day and continuing to highlight. I'll be back at 12 o'clock for my program, the whole show. We'll get you set for Broncos Jets tonight, but also taking some time to talk to some movers and shakers when it comes to Red Cross and the Greeley Fire Department. Tanner Schwint will be live for NOCO Now for a special two-hour edition at 2 o'clock. And then we'll send it out to high school softball at 4 o'clock. Man, it's a jam-packed schedule here at KFK.
It's a busy day today. So busy.
So we talked a lot last night about monsters and stuff and scary things.
We did. And it was fun.
Yeah.
I had a really good time.
Oh, it was
with
good. Is the bracket done? Is it ready?
I'm working on it. I am working on it. I promise I will have it ready by next week.
I'm excited to see what that will look like.
Like aesthetically or
who you're actually going to put in there.
I don't know. There's so many choices. Like when you start breaking down the monsters and creatures and movies and books and video games, the list is huge. So picking them is going to be really hard, I think. But I think we've got to remember is this is the first year we've done this. And so if this goes really well and you didn't see the monster you wanted on this bracket challenge, doesn't mean it's not going to happen. We'll get all the monsters. We'll try to cover as many monsters and creatures as we possibly can and do this again next year if everybody likes it.
Yes, absolutely. No, we'll have some fun with that.
Yep.
Wait, is it out yet?
No.
Where were you?
I just had to leave the room. I'm sorry.
No, I'll have it ready by next week is my goal.
That was like
by next week.
The last 5 minutes of this show was Farley telling us that he does not have it ready.
I had to leave the room.
Where did you go? You know, the old
producer a lot of shows.
The
today.
Old radio rule used to be during a live
don't,
show,
you,
the producer never
leave.
In fact, I think you made that rule. You're breaking your own rule.
Yeah, but there's a difference between me and everyone else. I'm better.
The person who makes the rule can usually break it.
Yeah, it's true.
That's how it works.
And Micah says he's better. Sure, if that's what you need to tell yourself to sleep at night, then go for it.
Then why can't I sleep at night?
Speaking of making things better.
Too much Mountain Dew.
Are we making the Disney classics better, Farley, by redoing them and most of them in live action? I'm just hearing that Lion King, we're doubling down.
Yeah.
We're going to do the sequel.
Yeah, sequel, and I think it's also a prequel, or there's another movie that's going to be a prequel. So you're going to get a little bit of, I think it's Mufasa's background.
Do we
need that?
Do you need that?
I think it's going to
be... I mean, he's a lion.
Yeah, my problem with... Okay, so Disney movies, I love. They're a lot of fun. Right. Lion King's a great movie.
Yeah.
But if you go and watch the live-action Lion King, that was one of the worst live-action movies that they made. Primarily because you're watching these animals, who are all CGI, right? I don't think there's any actual live animals in the movie. It's all CGI.
Yeah, they call it live action, but they're not.
Yeah, it's just.
They're not live.
Very well-detailed animation.
Yeah.
But there's no expression on their faces. Like, they're talking, they're having fun, and they're laughing, but their faces remain animal-esque. Especially when Zazu's talking, and he's doing his bird features, and he's, like, looking around all over the place, like he's highly distracted, but he's talking. It's like, stop.
Yeah.
Look at Simba. Talk to him. Sing your song and make this a fun movie. So it was just really weird. So doing a sequel / prequel for that movie, I think it's doing a disservice to some of the other options that are out there, I think.
Yeah. I just, and again, Lion King by itself, it's strange because, I mean, I know they made sequels to the animated
version. Well, yeah, you
version.
Had the Lion King franchise kind of blew up. I mean, they had a lot of other movies that were made that didn't go to the theaters necessarily, but they also had a TV series and, you know, obviously the toys and everything that went along with it. But it was a hugely successful franchise for Disney.
Yeah, I just, listen, this isn't necessarily a new thing because we know, like, 101 Dalmatians,
sure.
Right? They
yeah.
did a remake in 1996.
Yeah. It's just become a very popular thing. Like, they're going back and redoing a lot of the classics.
Well,
now.
Aladdin, you know. Aladdin
comes out. Beauty and the Beast, Little Mermaid.
And Mulan just came out not too long ago.
Yep.
I think Dumbo, right? Dumbo.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about Dumbo. I haven't watched that one yet. That one's supposed to be good.
I just saw the video, the clips. Dumbo was always such a sad old Disney movie.
Sad but happy.
Sad but happy. But when he gets separated from his mom and she's like in the
Did you cry
cage,
a little bit?
Oh, that's one of the worst scenes ever.
It is.
I
it's
hate
like when
that.
Bambi's mom dies.
It, in some ways, it's almost worse.
Well, because he's being ripped apart from his family.
Oh, that's a killer.
That gets at your heart.
Disney likes to do that. My wife and I were talking about that the other day. It's like, I didn't realize how sad these were. You know, when you're little, you're just like, oh, these are fun characters. And then you don't realize how depressing everything really is.
I don't think kids quite understand all of that.
No.
You know, when you're a kid, like, oh, this is setting up an interesting storyline. Like, now he's going to be by himself without his mommy.
Yeah.
So this is cool. Let's see what
happens.
He's going
to meet a bunch of really cool skunks and rabbits.
Yeah, as a parent, you're like, oh, my God.
Right. Why are you crying, Dad?
I'm not crying.
You're crying.
I'm a man. I am sharpening my knife. Stop looking at me.
But I guess when I look at these, Farley, I have only seen so many. I know your kids are kind of at that age.
Yeah, they like watching
where
them.
You're watching
they
them
do.
With them. I mean, that's your excuse anyway, is that your kids
are
watching
them.
Yeah,
I like them myself.
But I don't know. I just find myself going, is there not enough talented writers out there to just come up with new things, new ideas, but we're just I wonder overall how that's received nationally or worldwide, how by audiences they're remaking all your beloved cartoons into live action films.
But if you look at the selections that they're going with, they are I think it's pretty it's on purpose. Like, they're selecting movies that we grew up with. And I say we, I mean everybody in their 30s and 40s, right? And so we all have kids and whatnot now. And so Disney is re-releasing these as a slightly more grown-up version, but also appeals to children. So you can have that connection between parents and kids and relive that. You know, like, I'm always bringing up these old movies that I grew up with and making my kids watch them. Sometimes it sticks, sometimes it don't. Like, my youngest really likes Flight of the Navigator. I'm not sure if my oldest does. He's kind of on about that one. And so this is a good way for parents to bring back their childhood feelings in watching these movies and then reconnecting with their kids. I think that's the whole idea of that and why we're seeing the recreation of a certain timeline of movies. You know, like Beauty and the Beast to Lion King in that kind of Aladdin area.
What was interesting, like Beauty and the Beast, it's that one, you know, is almost just a carbon copy. I mean, it's the exact same.
It's pretty.
I think they add a couple of different scenes,
but not a lot.
But not really.
You can pretty much play them side by side.
Yeah. So I found myself going, is this, why did we remake this? If it's going to be the exact same thing as the cartoon, only Chip, the little cup's not creepy in the cartoon. He's creepy. They're creepy in this one.
Yeah.
They're adorable in the animated version. I'm watching it going, I thought it was going to be like a new spin.
Right.
And so,
well, that's the way the Mulan is. So
it's a
Mulan
new spin.
Is a new, well, not necessarily a new spin. It's a more accurate telling of Mulan's story. It's not Disney-fied, or so to speak. So it's more accurate. It's not regurgitating the movie, which is what all of these have been. Like Aladdin is a little different, but not a lot. It pretty much follows the exact same timeline. There's just a few things they couldn't do in the movie that happened in the animated movie.
Yeah. No, I think, again, like you said, there's some ways you can do this. And there's other ways it just feels forced. It feels like, oh, we're just going to try to regurgitate everything.
Right. Well, that's what I felt about Lion King, because that one's pretty much boom, 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 like side by side as far as the animated movie and the live action movie. And it's just, it was weird because you're wanting that fun live action goofiness.
That's what was so great about
goofiness.
It, right?
Yeah, but you're not getting that. And you're like, come on, give me what I want.
Pumbaa was scary.
Yo, yeah.
I mean, that.
It was, just, well, yeah, the meerkat, and watching him talk, and again, he's doing the looking all over the place and scratching
too
himself
realistic.
While he's talking.
It's like the reason we loved these animals is because they were animated and they were Disney'd up.
Relatable.
They're adorable.
Yes.
And they're singing. Pumbaa's the little chunky pig, but he's adorable. Everybody wanted
Timon.
Him.
That was his name.
Timon was awesome, and Simba. But in this one, it's like, that's an old lion right there.
Yeah.
You know, he looks not very happy.
He looks
kind
of
scared.
He's
going to kill somebody. And then Timon is a rodent, so. And I don't like rodents. Cartoon rodents, I can work with. But
man, we were just at the zoo, and we were just there watching the meerkats for a long time, because they were being goofy the other day at the zoo. Just telling you. They're like sprawling out all over the dirt and stuff, like laying on their backs and falling asleep and sitting like people. It was hilarious.
All right. So we have a tradition on this program. Those of you, we have new listeners, I'm sure, today. It's an 11 o'clock hour here, but this is the Nerd Show. And we talk about, you know, a lot of different nerdy topics throughout the world. Whether that's movies, comic books, video games, whatever. If it's nerdy, we're going to talk about
it. We cover a lot of stuff.
We also do candy reviews.
Candy.
That's
slash
part of
snacks.
Who we are. Snack reviews. And
are you calling me fat?
How
you said that's part of who we are. We review candy.
That had nothing to do
with
you.
Are you saying
I
fat
wasn't
you reviewed candy?
No. But I do feel like
obviously you took offense to it for some
reason. No, I didn't take offense.
Yeah,
at all.
I think you know.
Especially not today with today's sugar-free candy.
Today is sugar-free, which I thought was very interesting that you chose a sugar-free candy.
Doesn't seem like Michael, does it?
To go with our snack review.
I was curious. I was walking down the aisle.
Did curiosity.
You were walking down the aisle?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I was walking down the aisle.
In your dress?
Yeah.
It's white.
Well, no, I don't wear a dress.
Oh, okay. Well,
I don't know what you guys are saying.
So
I'm ignoring you.
You're walking down the aisle.
Walking down the candy aisle.
Walking down the candy
aisle. Not really paying attention. And then something peanut buttery that we have all had before called to me. And I looked. I'm like, that's a different package. Why is it in a... like a whitish
Why
package.
Why is this bag white? Were you expecting white chocolate when you first saw the bag?
Yeah, I was like,
because honestly, when you walked in with the bag, that's what I thought. I'm like, oh man, he brought white chocolate.
I like white chocolate.
No, yeah. I'm not going to do that to you.
Thank
far,
you. Appreciate
at least
that.
Not in the next week.
So what are we trying here?
Well, it's sugar-free Reese's Mini Peanut Butter Cups.
So these are not new. These have been around for a long time. This is
I've
really
never
just
had them.
Your straight curiosity.
Yes.
And wanting to know, is a sugar-free candy as good as the original?
Yes.
That's what this is all
sometimes
about.
Or
we'll
do
even
reviews
good.
Of old snacks. We'll,
sure.
But, you know, we'll see. The way we do this is if we all have to agree that it's an 8.5 or above at a scale from 1 to 10, and then it's Nerd Show approved officially. I have.
Oh, you got one. Sorry, I didn't see
okay.
You.
No,
here,
it's okay.
Throw one over here through the glass.
I can't. It won't go through there. So we're gonna. Have you already tried yours, Michael?
I have.
Who am I kidding? Of course you have.
He said there's only two left in the bag, so he must have.
You know what? It didn't come with very many. I will say that.
Right.
They must be really expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say I did have one last night.
Can you give your review first, or do you need to be number three
I will
again?
Give my review first. I was shocked Like, this is actually pretty good. I don't eat sugar-free candy usually. Reese's is a 10 for me always. This is a 9. Hmm. I was shocked that this tastes pretty darn good. You can tell it's a little sugar-free. The chocolate tastes a little different.
Yeah, but you really get that peanut butter in there.
Yeah, it's really good. I'm giving it a 9.
A 9? Farley?
It does taste like an original Reese's peanut butter cup, the sugar-loaded kind. The one thing that is really bothering me, and I get this a lot with some of these types of chocolates, is an oily sensation on my tongue. And that's because this particular chocolate has a vegetable oil in it to give it the texture of chocolate. And I don't particularly enjoy that myself. So I don't know if I can go quite to the 9. Does it taste pretty good? Yeah, it tastes like a Reese's peanut butter cup. But I'm going to give it an
7.5. Man, we have been on a streak of non-Nerd Show approved snack items.
Oh, it's been hard.
I'm honestly going to go 8 on it. Maybe if Farley goes 8.5, then I lift mine up just to make Micah happy and we go Nerd Show approved. I like the peanut butter, but whatever you were describing, that sensation on your tongue, that chalky oil, I don't know.
Yeah, the oiliness.
It was a strange... It didn't do it for me. But it's not bad. And like I said, I rate these things as a, you know, am I going to go buy this? If I see this, will I buy this?
And Nerd Show stamp of approval.
That's not accurate.
Oh, oops, sorry, that was totally inaccurate.
We're currently breaking news. We're currently hiring a new producer of the Nerd Show. So if you
that,
know anybody.
That was an accident. I didn't mean to play that. So it is not stamp of approval.
It's not Nerd Show approved. And...
It's Micah approved.
I do like that you're wearing a orange shirt and you match the candy very well.
Broncos tonight.
Broncos tonight. Must win for the Broncos.
Every game is a must win.
No, it's not. But tonight,
yes, it is.
Absolutely is.
You better win. That's what the game is.
Yeah. It's you better win, Victor. You better win. Someone's getting fired tonight. I'll tell you that much. All right. We'll be right back. It's the Nerd Show. We have a special edition here supporting the American Red Cross of Northern Colorado. We're looking to raise money. Go to our website, 1310kfka.com. There's a link there. You'll see it. And we'll tell you a bit more about some statistics coming up next. It's the Nerd Show, powered by NoCo Mobile Gaming. We'll be right back.
Dan Patrick, The Hull Show, and Colin Cowherd are on Northern Colorado's voice, 1310KFKA.
Minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. It's a special edition of the Nerd Show here today. So thanks for being with us. Big shout out to PDC Energy, too. PDC Energy always steps up for things like this. And they're doing a $5,000 match today. For every dollar we raise, up to $5,000 for Red Cross of the Northern Colorado chapter. So, you know, I know the mayors throughout Northern Colorado are getting involved. Listeners are getting involved. It's very easy to donate. We've got a couple of ways. There's links up on our Facebook page. I know we shared it on the Nerd Show page as well.
We did.
Click that link. It takes you right to the donation page, and it's right there for you. You'll see a Red Cross logo, and then down you'll see PDC Energy's information. And then you just get to click something. You can write in $10. $10 would be huge. I mean,
every
any amount
helps.
And we're trying to get as close to that $5,000 mark as we possibly can. Last year, a Red Cross helped nearly 300 people in Weld County affected by home fires or other small disasters. And that's Weld County. Now, I'm saying this Red Cross Northern Colorado. I know people personally that have been evacuated with the current fires going on right now, too, Farley. I mean, it's a scary time with what's happening. I mean, you guys are seeing the smoke. You're seeing the ashes.
Yeah, well, the smoke's been terrible.
If you're getting ashes, I'm getting ashes on my car. Mm-hmm. If you're getting that, then you just imagine what people are going through that are up or further west and closer into those situations where they're being evacuated and they're needing places to stay and things like that. So this is where Red Cross steps up for them. But they're also helping you step up to be prepared, too. I mean, this house fires can be a completely different thing than what's going on with what we're seeing with Cameron Peak fire.
I mean, I personally know several people whose houses have burned down, and it's a devastating thing to go through.
Yeah.
And it's one thing that's also... It's fairly preventable.
It really is.
There's a few steps and tips that you can go through to try and ensure that your house does not have a fire. And one of them is making sure that your fire alarms and your smoke alarms are up to date and plugged in with batteries and working properly. So making sure you're testing them. But also just helping us. One of the things that Red Cross is doing is making sure that they have some funds to be able to provide the fire alarms for houses that don't have them, because they are so vital, especially this time of year when everybody's getting cold and their heaters are going to go on, candles are being lit. You got to be safe.
You got to be safe. And how many times, I mean, you all remember that scene in Home Alone when they're on the plane and they're asking, did I remember to turn the stove?
Yeah, like, going through the checklist.
We all have that. And that's the thing. This Red Cross will help you out with this, too. Mm-hmm. I have a great friend of mine. He went through a terrible, terrible time. Terrible house fire. Destroyed everything. Yeah. Everything. Memories. All that stuff just gone. And it devastated his family for a while. They've been able to since recover, but it's you can't even imagine.
It's a long road.
No, and long so, road. You know, just a little bit of preparation can go a very long way. It's rather better to be safe than sorry. And that's why, you know, folks over at Red Cross, that's what they're doing. They're trying to help people out. I'm saying they're helping them, people that have gone through it, but also to prepare them too.
Yep. Yeah. But what a great organization to be able to help out people that are going through it,
yeah.
You know, and giving them a place to stay and helping them find resources and then giving them the ability to get back on their feet a lot easier.
Yeah, no question about it. So again, we have those links up on our Facebook pages. You can find our Facebook page at The Nerd Show 1310. Also go to 1310kfka.com. There's a direct link there, a big banner go click that and it'll take you right to the link where you can make some big donations too. So we're looking for it, again, minimum $10. I mean, if you can do that, that goes a long way. We just want to show some love today to Red Cross Weld County, also highlighting them, too, throughout the day. So, again, I'll be back on at noon. NoCo Now special edition 2 to 4 today. So we're excited to hear more and more stories throughout the programs today.
Totally.
Yeah, really are. 30 minutes after the hour. We're talking about this, the transition of animated Disney programs, Disney movies to that next level, to the live action side too.
Quote unquote.
Yeah, some are live action, some aren't. But it's just interesting. And this isn't just the Disney animated movies that's done this. We've seen this, you know, Bill and Ted. We're not remaking, but adding sequels or continuing movies from 30 years ago, or we're remaking movies from 30 years ago, or in some ways we're remaking movies from 10 years ago. You're seeing that now. How many Spider-Man movies have we seen with different actors in the last 15 years?
Hey, those are different universes.
That's true.
They're not remakes.
That's true. You're right. But we do get the same origin, right?
Yeah. They're pretty much the same.
So I guess when I look at it, and we've talked about this before, and it's like, man, Hollywood, and I was hoping that during this coronavirus season, this hopefully we'll start to see maybe some of these writers were staying at home a lot and writing a lot of great material, but we're probably just going to see like a remake of Casper and all that stuff coming
Dude,
up.
Dude, so. I would enjoy a remake of Casper. I'm not going to lie. We actually watched that not that long ago with Christine Ritchie.
I loved it.
That's
loved
a
that
great movie.
Movie. Yeah, it was. It was fantastic.
So if you had to pick a movie to like an old animated movie that you want to see turned into a live action movie, what would that movie be?
Oh, like an old,
old-ish, you know, with just one that you enjoyed. I know which one I would want.
What would it be?
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, make it into
turn that into a
like Johnny Depp
action
in there or something?
Movie. Holy smokes! I think that would be
amazing.
I know that'd be such a great way to. Because they've always struggled with making a sequel to Nightmare Before Christmas. So I think if you take it to that next level and turn to a live action, you give it that nice Tim Burton live action creepiness, that would make my heart warm.
No. Don't do it. It's perfect the way it is. Don't touch it.
I love Nightmare Before Christmas. One of my favorite movies. But I would geek out if they were doing a live action version of that movie. And like maybe not necessarily like actors. Maybe it's more of like The Lion King where it's a lot of CGI stuff. But if
and
they
terrible.
Do it really well, it wouldn't be terrible. I think it could be done like really cool.
Have you seen one of his movies lately?
Tim Burton's movies? All of his movies.
Yeah. Have you seen the later ones?
Like what?
The last few years?
Like which one?
Like which one did you not
all
like?
All of them. He hasn't made a good one in years.
That's a lie.
I don't know about that.
It's a lie.
The truth.
That guy can't make a bad movie.
I mean,
he needs to go back to the 80s and 90s. He needs to get back to his roots.
Well, I think what,
well, that would be getting kind of back to his roots, right?
He'd
be,
get back in
he'd
there.
He'd be going back to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but don't
well, because he did. He went
pour
he
poison on your roots.
Weenie. No, because he made Frankenweenie not that long ago, and that was great.
Yeah, Frankenweenie.
You know what? I didn't
that
see
was
that
totally,
one. So I'll take
well,
part of it back.
Don't talk smack about Tim Burton.
Well, how long ago was I'm looking at just some of them right now. Sweeney Todd. How long ago was that?
Oh, that was several years ago.
Sure,
I mean,
I feel like it's been that long.
I think it's probably been 10 years. I don't know the exact date that movie came out, but it's been a while. It's been a minute.
Man. Like Big Fish. I know that's been a long time ago.
Yeah, I love
too,
Big Fish. But I'm just saying, like, if that movie has so much potential to take it to the next level with some of the more technology that we have, and it's been so long that I think you would bring Nightmare to a whole new audience.
I want to see heavy metal as live action.
Dude. That which one? The original?
The original.
That would be interesting.
That would be very interesting.
That would be one of the most expensive movies ever made.
And he did
the soundtrack would be awesome.
He did Dumbo, right?
Yeah, he did Dumbo. Mm. He's worked a lot with Disney. I mean, he partners well with Disney, and they make great movies together.
He's had a lot of hit. I mean, a lot of great stuff. I haven't seen some of these recently though, so I don't know if they're bad. Or if they're good, like Big Eyes. Did you see that one?
Yep.
That was 2014.
That was a while ago.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Yeah, it's interesting. But
these movies are just different.
They're different.
They're different. And that's one of the things I like about them. Another movie that I'll just go with this because I thought I was thinking about it on the way here. Another movie that I think would be really cool turned into a live action is Ferngully.
Oh, Ferngully.
You guys remember Ferngully?
Yeah, I remember that.
A giant live action bat with antennas sticking out of his
and
head.
What was that? Wasn't that Robin Williams that voiced?
Yes.
Yeah.
He did.
I don't know who voiced for the girl.
I couldn't tell you. I don't remember off the top of my head.
They had that freaky, whatever, creepy monster.
Yes.
What was that creepy
it was
person that hated nature or whatever?
It was basically a pollution. It was like this pollution monster type thing that was wanting to destroy the forest. And, you know, when he's sucking on the giant machine that's cutting down the trees and stuff, and he's like oozing all over the place.
Yeah,
it's such
he's
a great,
scary guy.
Creepy movie, really. When you watch it, it's like, man, this movie's kind of intense. When I was watching it with my kids.
Yeah. No, it is.
But the sound, again, soundtrack, though, the soundtrack to Ferngully is great. And then you have potential for taking that to a new level and maybe remixing some of those songs and whatnot that were on Ferngully.
What about the Fox and the Hound remake? Let's get that
done.
Okay,
but as long as you...
Kind of like Milo and Otis.
I love Milo and Otis.
You make it like that.
The problem with...
Homeward Bound.
But with Fox and the Hound... Okay, so Homeward Bound, the animals aren't talking through their mouths,
right?
You're like...
Just a dude talking for thoughts. These animals.
You're
hearing
their thoughts, which works for Homeward Bound, okay? Because doing the animation of trying to make the animals talk looks weird.
It does.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
Please stop doing that. But if they do the Lion King thing with Fox and Hound, I don't know if I would like it.
Yeah.
Because the emotion
is
not there.
Go Homeward Bound style on that. Train a fox up real good.
Real good.
And get ready to go.
Real good. I think, because if you, with Milo and Otis, they don't talk. I guess they talk. There's like a narrator that's kind of speaking for them, right?
Yeah.
So that would be kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's just a... Yeah, you're right.
Is that one of your favorite movies?
Milo and Otis?
No, Fox and the Hound.
Oh, I loved that movie.
Yeah?
Yeah, I always really liked
what
that.
What about the Robin Hood? Remember the Disney Robin Hood with the fox?
Yes.
I think that would be kind of
cool. That's tremendous.
Cool.
That's one of my favorites, too.
That one would be great.
I love those cartoons back in those days because... You have all these characters like getting drunk and
like,
you didn't really realize what that was. Remember when the snake? Little John puts the snake in the barrel of wine.
Like,
I'm like, oh, that sucks. He put him in a barrel of water. He's drowning in there, and then he gets out. He's all loopy. I'm like, wonder why he's so weird.
I don't
he's probably just been cooped up.
Mom, what's happening to that snake?
That was great.
Yeah.
All right.
Go, I got one friend. More.
Go.
The Sword and the Stone.
Oh, absolutely.
Why have they not done The Sword and the Stone?
Is that... I thought that was... It was rumored that they are going to do
Did
The Sword and the Stone.
Because that would be epic.
We'll look it up.
We'll get our fact checker back here. Doo-doo-doo.
Fact checker's just staring off into space, so that's not going to happen anytime soon. 37 minutes after the hour. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll get into that. I do think Sword of the Stone should be redone. That was a great movie. All right, we're donating to American Red Cross of Northern Colorado today. Go to that link. Go to 1310kfka.com. Find that link to donate. It's also available on our Facebook page. And you can it's really easy to make a donation. $10 will go a long way today. 38 minutes after the hour, we'll be right back.
Hear Mornings with Gail, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA.
I think the reason why the Nerd Show is growing so much, because this, I was thinking about this, we're going to embarrass Farley, is you were talking about Snow White and the Huntsman. Farley was in that movie. He was a lot more jacked at that point. But
I haven't been working out as much since then.
Were Snow White, weren't you?
You got it.
You got it, man.
A lot hairier now.
We tell Farley this sometimes. You look like
Chris Hemsworth.
Chris Hemsworth. Yeah, you've heard that before.
I've heard that a couple times. You're not the
you
only
have that
people
look.
To tell me that I look somewhat like Chris Hemsworth. I'm not sure if I'm Chris Hemsworthy to take that title, but
you want to get a gym on at some point. Talk about a workout you could do, so you could play the full part of Thor.
I know I've got to work out a lot more if I'm gonna.
I mean, when you're an actor,
like Chris Hemsworth,
and I'll just like these. Everyone's like, "Oh, these actors, they work out so hard." I mean, that's their job at that point.
They are getting paid to go get jacked.
Nobody's paying Chris and Thor for those lines necessarily. That's just part.
No.
I don't even think half the people that watch that movie pay attention to what he's saying.
There's a reason why Thor had such a lady presence at the movie theater.
That's exactly right.
I know
right.
Lots of people who went to go see that just because he took his shirt off.
Yeah, and
they had to remake his costume for that movie because he got too swole. His muscles were too big.
He's a big dude.
So when he went to go put on his Thor outfit, they're like, "Oh, this isn't going to fit. We need to remake it."
He's one of those guys, though. He's jacked, but his waist,
he's thin.
His waist is tiny.
He's got a tiny waist.
So it's just kind of it looks interesting. Like he looks like he's going to easily fall over if he's tipped.
Interesting build, but I mean, he works out a lot, though. I mean, he's a fitness freak.
Yeah,
you know? Like he has his own fitness app. And he's got YouTube videos and things like that, teaching people how to work out and like use everyday items in your house and stuff like that. So I think he takes it to a personal level. Like it's not just a job thing. Like he really enjoys fitness. You know, I mean, even like Henry Cavill, I mean, that guy got.
This should be a poll question sometime.
Mm-hmm.
Whose body would you rather have, Henry Cavill's or Chris Hemsworth?
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman.
You'd want to look like Wonder Woman.
Are you talking about?
There you go, buddy.
Next
that was your answer.
Or have like personally?
Like, who would you rather look like? Saying Wonder Woman.
I would like to be next to Wonder Woman.
We're notching that out here.
I would like to be next to Wonder Woman.
I am photoshopping
that.
That
is going to be photoshopped. That's what happens on this show. If you don't pay attention, you get God.
Sorry, I had to leave.
So who would it be? No, I know you didn't leave the room.
I don't know. I mean,
Cavill's. Because even in The Witcher, he's jacked.
Big. I mean, he's like borderline bodybuilder.
Yeah.
And I don't think I'd want to be that big. I think I'd rather be more like Chris Hemsworth.
Or Chris Evans.
Chris Evans.
Chris Evans.
Which one? Like, well, I guess, because in the first movie, I feel like he was a lot bigger in the first movie.
He was, he was a monster.
Especially where like when it whoosh, and the fog clears and steam, whatever, goes away. But like later on, he kind of thins out a little bit more. He's not as
Ant-Man. Paul Rudd got chiseled. He didn't get jacked, but he got chiseled.
Did he get chiseled?
He got a six pack.
Yeah,
if you're Paul Rudd, it's pretty good.
And that's pretty.
Although
good
Paul Rudd
Rudd
doesn't age, so he's already got a superpower there.
Him and Keanu Reeves, those guys,
they don't
age. I actually saw a post the other day about that, and it was weird.
Have you seen the movie Clueless?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Paul Rudd's in there.
Yeah.
He looks the exact same.
He looks like a 30-year-old.
As he does now. Like, he doesn't age at all.
Nope.
Do you think that he signed a deal with the devil or something? He's like the nicest guy, but.
You know, he actually has a movie about cloning yourself to preserve
your body. So do you think that's
body?
Based on reality?
I think that's based on reality.
It's crazy,
isn't
it? I
think that's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how he does it. I mean, he probably drinks a lot of alcohol. That might preserve him a little bit.
What's not working for me, man?
No, come on. You got to start getting... It's a tipping point. There's
gotta,
a bell
you gotta
curve.
Hit
you
a
really
got to
get up there. Yeah.
You got to drink the green juice that all them Hollywood types drink.
Yeah, they the got green. The, they the, have the special. But that's what I'm saying, though, as far as workouts go.
Yeah.
I mean, Paul Rudd, for whatever, he got... A little bit bigger.
He did. Yeah, but I mean, like, Jim Jones is famous for getting actors jacked.
Like Chris Pratt. I mean,
movies.
You saw him in Parks and Rec.
Oh, yeah. No, that guy transformed.
He's just like a regular guy in Parks and Rec. A little flubby.
Totally.
And then suddenly,
he's got the dad bod.
Yeah, but he probably has to work harder. Because there's some guys that are just built that way.
Totally.
They lift and they swell up instantly. but some guys, you know, can
they gotta work
bust their
hard.
Heart. Yeah, they got to work hard.
Work really hard. And I mean, if we want to get personal, like, I've had to work hard. Because I'm more of like the super scrawny kind of a build, and so like my teenage years, I tried so hard just to pack on weight, and I couldn't do it. Whatever I tried,
I can teach you how to pack on weight,
dude. I look at a milkshake and I gain 23 pounds. That's how I mean. It's and then you spend the next 5 weeks working that off.
But then you're easier to you have the mass to build muscles. Like I didn't have any mass to like. Man, this is getting really personal. We don't usually go down this road.
Talking about our bodies. Body image.
Tell us how you feel, Farley.
Let's go back to movies.
Well, this is why we're only allowed 1 hour a week.
Yeah.
Because the
this
second
hour. This
is
what happens when we have more time
second
with each
hour,
other.
The guys talk about getting juiced, and Michael says he wants to look like Wonder Woman. On next week's show, you don't know what's going to happen.
Oh, man.
Michael, you know you're not living that one down, man. That's out there now.
I'm really good at Photoshop.
We'll make it happen.
Happening.
We'll make it happen.
Oh, man.
48 minutes after the hour. It's what we do here. We have fun. We are asking for donations today for a Red Cross throughout northern Colorado. American Red Cross are doing amazing things all over the country, but specifically we're talking about what they're doing here. And again, you're talking about fires going on out west. And not even that, though. We're October through December. It's like the craziest time for house fires. And last year alone, Red Cross helped 300 people in Weld County that were affected by home fires or other small disasters. And it's not just house fires either. It's other small disasters. Yep. And we've seen flooding throughout, not too long ago throughout northern Colorado. And what that did, it devastated so many folks. So we're asking for a few bucks here and there today. So go to 1310kfka.com. You can download or you can go to that link, click the banner ad there at the very top of the page, and it'll take you right to the donation page. And it's easy. $10 will go a long way. 49 minutes after the hour, we'll wrap up the Nerd Show. On the other side, you're listening to Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
No code now. Weekdays at 4 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back. We are rocking and rolling. We're over $1,000 now. I'm just going to give the shout out. My guy Michael over at Power to Play Sports, they just threw in a ton. Great people helping us out today. I'm really... We don't have an applause, do we? I'm used to the whole show. Susan and Cheryl are my live studio audience. They usually don't check in until about 5 minutes after the show. So we have a live 80s sitcom type feel during that program.
That's pretty awesome.
It is. Yeah, you've seen Full House. It's exactly like Full House.
Oh, I've seen Full House, and I have seen Fuller House.
Can you believe this? We're the only show in the history of the world to make two Full House references 2 days in a row. You don't get that
you
anywhere
do not.
Else.
No, that's weird. Yeah, we did have a Full House yesterday, huh?
Because it's a classic.
It is.
It's an amazing show.
Did you guys watch the Fuller House?
I honestly did try for one episode. It was way cornier than anything I could ever imagine.
My wife really enjoys it. But I mean, talk about a guy who does not age, John Stamos.
Oh, yeah.
God, I don't know what that guy's doing. Like bathing in olive oil.
How did
every
that
day
guy not make it? Mario Lopez too from Saved by the Bell.
Yeah,
that guy doesn't age at all.
He does not. I don't know what they're doing.
Like, there's just like three or four guys in Hollywood. You can tell they haven't had any. They don't look like they've had any work done or anything.
You don't think Mario Lopez has had work done?
Doesn't look like it.
I don't know. I can see him doing some minor adjustments. I don't think John Stamos has. He looks pretty natural, but like a beautiful person.
Man, this like whole half hour, we've just been talking about all these good-looking dudes in Hollywood. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty, we got a text here. Is it weird that Thor's even attractive as a fat Thor?
It's a little weird.
I think he's more attractive drinking like beer that? And eating wings. Like you I'm like that. Bud. That's the guy I want to hang out with. That's now I don't dude. Feel like I hate myself. Sitting next to that guy, I mean, how you would feel terrible, right?
Probably.
That's why all these actors are like, they have to work out because they're like, dude, we got to be
gotta
next to him.
Appearances.
Yeah, we got to bust our hump to look that good. Yeah. Are we out at 58, by the way? That I'm pulling the curtain back. Are we out at 58, 50, or 57? 50?
Yes, 58.
Okay. Well, time is there's all by. These different times, and normally the Nerd Show is on Wednesday nights, of course.
Wednesday
last
nights?
Night, for crying out loud. So, Farley, apparently they are making a Sword in the Stone.
Yeah, so we kind of were doing some research on this, and it looks like they're working on it, but everything that I saw online was from a couple years ago. 2019 was the more recent information, but everything was TBD. Like, they're supposedly we're supposed to start filming in 2018, but then that was delayed, and then they were going to do it in 2019. They have a director, it looks like, Juan Carlos Fresnadillo, but that's as much information as we have. That's really all I got right now.
That would be
so
a
there's
great
no
movie.
Release date. It looks like it was supposed to be for Disney Plus, but I think that would be one that I would really like to see happen because that movie was great. Oh. Talk about potential.
I think my favorite was when he's with Merlin.
Merlin.
And Arthur's with Merlin, and they're turning into all these different animals.
The owl, the fish, and the
squirrel. Remember the squirrel? That was always a weird scene because the actual female squirrel liked Arthur as a squirrel and was like hugging up on him and trying to...
It's one of those weird things that Disney puts into their movies.
That was a weird thing. And Arthur's like pushing her away. He's like, stay away
like,
from
no.
me. Like, this is a little boy being, you know.
I'm not into this yet.
Seduced by a female squirrel. And then he turns back into a boy and she's really sad and runs away. I just randomly thought of that.
Yeah. I think that would be a good one. And Peter Pan, I think. I know that we've had some other Peter Pan movies made. Like Pan from, what was that, 2005? Area, that was a really good movie, but that wasn't a Disney Peter Pan. That was like telling the Pan story from the more book based.
That was interesting.
I liked that movie a lot.
Hook was amazing. I don't know if that was necessarily a remake, but it was
no,
it
but
was
because
a reimagining because he's older. Peter
yeah,
Pan's
you're
older.
Taking the story of Peter Pan and going beyond. So that was great. I can see that. I don't want to remake Hook, though. Leave Hook alone.
No, leave that alone.
Leave Hook alone.
It's a phenomenal movie.
It is. But I think the Disney version of Peter Pan and the Lost Boys and everything, I think that has some potential for doing a remake and doing a live-action movie. I still say Nightmare Before Christmas is top of my list of my wishes that I would like to come true.
I would like to see them take every Disney movie and just smush them together.
Make one giant thing.
Somehow figure out how to make it one movie.
You know what they do? You take Kingdom Hearts, the video game, and you turn it into a movie.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh my gosh. Video game.
It's a video game that goes through all of the Disney worlds.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be cool.
Why did we just now think of that?
Hey, we hit our goal of getting over $1,000 today during this program, and we couldn't do it. Great people from folks like Power to Play Sports, Jenna out there, I saw she made a donation too. So thank you guys so much. We appreciate
everybody who's helping
us out with this. Go to 1310kfk.com. We're not done yet. We're going throughout the day today. So I'll be back on the other side for the whole show. Get you set for Broncos Jets tonight. 0-3 versus 0-3. Micah, are the Broncos winning? Yeah.
Heck yes.
Okay, that's all I needed.
Stay nerdy.